When I was a girl growing up in Mount Pleasant, Iowa, I was enamored by pioneer women who broke sod and went west in covered wagons. In high school, I researched Amelia Earhart, the first woman to try to circumvent the globe. And when my brother heard about a new women's college being created in upstate New York, he said I could be a pioneer in education if I went there. I graduated from Kirkland College in 1972 in the charter class, just about the time Senator Clinton was graduating from law school. One quality that draws me to Senator Clinton as a candidate for president is this idea of being a pioneer, daring to do something that other people find too daunting. At this time in our country's history, we need a leader who is not afraid to suggest changes in health care, not afraid to challenge our thinking on energy and job creation. We need a leader who is not afraid to stand up to terrorists who threaten our safety. We need a leader who is not afraid to repair our relationships around the world. Pioneer women suffered, but they persevered in triumph. I admire Senator Clinton's perseverance. Senator Clinton, here in the Midwest, we like to judge candidates not just by their record, but also by their character. So if you don't mind, I'd like to tell these folks a little bit about your character. I first heard of Hillary in 1974 when my brother Tom Bell was asked by John Doerr to join a team of young lawyers in Washington, D.C. to gather evidence in the Nixon impeachment procedure. For a year, Tom shared an office with Hillary Rodham, and they became fast friends. When they went their separate ways, Hillary took the initiative to continue their friendship. When Tom's daughter was born, he lobbied to call her Hillary, but her Norwegian heritage won out, and Greta Bell got to meet Hillary for the first time during the presidential bus trip through Wisconsin. Hillary remained my brother's friend until he died suddenly of a heart attack 10 years ago. Shortly after that, my husband Tom decided to run for governor. We were 30 points behind with a few weeks left in the campaign. Hillary did an event for us in Washington, D.C., and then she came to Iowa in the last weekend of the campaign, lending credibility to our campaign. I've learned a lot about loyalty in the last few months during Tom's presidential run, and that's one reason why I'm here today. Perseverance, loyalty, and the courage to take risks are qualities that I admire in Hillary Clinton. These are the qualities that built this country, and Hillary Clinton is a builder. I choose a candidate based on judgment and depth of experience more than a set of promised programs. What set of unique qualities does Hillary Clinton bring to this race? Like me, she grew up in a middle-class Midwest community where relationships with people are important and family is important. Senator Clinton and I grew up in Mount Pleasant, Iowa, home to Arabella Babb Mansfield, the first woman ever to be admitted to the practice of law in the United States in 1869. I didn't find out about her until I was an adult, so I'd like to take you to my hometown to show you where we're going to build a statue in her honor on the Iowa Wesleyan campus. She was a woman like you who dared to do great things. The children of America have no better friend than Hillary Clinton, who has made it her life's work to improve the quality of their lives. As a mom and teacher, I know that she loves America's children as much as she loves her own daughter. She would never tolerate a threat to the future of America's children. We've seen her stand up to bullies. Senator Clinton, you're no stranger to Iowa, but I look forward to traveling with you and introducing you to my friends, especially in small towns, which aren't much different in their needs than small town New York. I look forward to introducing you to teachers and to talking about your lifelong support for choice. I look forward to changing the minds of those who whisper, we're not just quite ready for a woman president yet. I look forward to talking to you about your plans for revitalizing rural America. I'm proud of the unprecedented numbers of people who signed pledge cards for Tom's presidential campaign here in Iowa. Early support is important. But in Iowa, it's also important for people to build relationships with their candidates. I hope that our early supporters now or at some time in the near future will support Senator Clinton, excuse me. But Iowans in the pioneer tradition like being first. We take the process seriously. Campaigning, like farming, involves conditioning the soil, planting the seeds, cultivating the fields before the harvest. As someone raised in the Midwest, Senator Clinton can understand this as well as anyone. For me, this is not just an endorsement, it's a commitment. I'm honored to serve as co-chair in Iowa for Senator Clinton's campaign. I will not only sign a pledge card, but I'll pledge to work as hard as I know how to introduce this intelligent, experienced public servant to my friends and supporters in Iowa so that they can get to know her and call her a friend as I do. During our presidential campaign, Tom teased me that I was the second best political spouse in the United States. He always gave the edge to your husband, Bill. I hope that in the coming months that I can match his support and his enthusiasm for your campaign. It's great to have you here today, and I'd like to sign a pledge card right now on your behalf. Now I'd like to turn it over to the governor. Sure.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am really proud to be here this morning, standing next to a personal friend and someone who has been a confidant and advisor for me for a number of years. Senator Clinton, I am proud to support you in your effort to be the next President of the United States, and I'd like to take this opportunity to explain why. You know, this country over the last 6 years has seen significant damage to its reputation abroad. And I can tell you that there is no better person today prepared to be President of the United States from day one to begin repairing those relationships with world leaders. Senator Clinton has traveled the world, understands world leaders, knows world leaders, and has a relationship with those world leaders. And she can begin from the very first day as president to begin to repair the tarnished image that the United States has had under the Bush administration. She has also pledged to end the war in Iraq if the war has not been ended during the Bush administration. And Senator, I appreciate that pledge as well. You know, in order to be president, you have to win an election. And there's no question that this will be a tough election. Hillary Clinton has been tried and tested like no other candidate for president. She is prepared to run a tough race and to win that race. That's another reason why I support Senator Clinton. I support Senator Clinton because Senator Clinton cares about the youngsters who are here today and in this school. This election may be about adults voting, but the reality is it's more about the children's future in this country. There is no candidate for president who will do a better job of creating a stronger and better America for our children than Hillary Clinton. She understands the necessity of the American bargain being restored. The notion that if you work hard, there'll be folks willing to help you and assist you. Whether it's her pledge to deliver on universal health care, which is affordable and of quality, or her understanding of the educational needs of our youngsters. She knows, as the teachers in this school know, that you can't teach to the test. You've got to teach to the children. You've got to prepare them for the 21st century. You've got to instill in them the skills that will allow them to be successful in the future. It's not just about the core subjects. It's also about understanding precisely America's place in the world and the challenges it faces. And I also know, Senator, that you understand and appreciate the significant role that energy security will play, not just in national security, but in economic security. We've seen the beginnings of an economic revival here in the Midwest as a result of our commitment to energy security. I know that the Senator has worked hard in upstate New York to bring that same vision to the people of New York and to the people of this country. Christy and I know a little something about upstate New York. We spent 7 years of our life in New York. We lived in Richfield Springs. Christy taught in Waterville. These are small towns very similar to the small towns in Iowa. Senator Clinton has done a phenomenal job of traveling to upstate New York and begin working with community leaders to build and rebuild an economy in upstate New York. She can take that effort all across this great land. And finally, as a personal matter, Christy alluded to this. You know, in politics, loyalty is a commodity that is rare. It's what have you done for me lately? When you're so far behind in a governor's race and a state that has not elected a Democratic governor in over 30 years, you look for help. There were two people who responded to that call who had nothing to gain by their response. Paul Wellstone, Senator, taught me how to do a parade. He came down and did the West Des Moines parade, and I'll tell you, I'll never forget the enthusiasm he gave to that. But it was Senator Clinton who provided us the assistance and help when we needed it the most. The willingness to do an event for us in Washington, D.C. to lend credibility inside the Beltway to our campaign. The willingness to come out the weekend before the election to do an appearance. And I know that there was a reason why we got financial support in the last 3 weeks of the campaign. And there was one person responsible for that financial support that allowed us to get our message out, and that was Hillary Clinton. I don't forget those things, and I don't think we in politics should ever forget what people have done to help us. You gave us an incredible opportunity, and now if we can help you and assist you in giving you an incredible opportunity to lead this nation, we are happy to do it. So I, too, will proudly lend my name as a supporter of Hillary Clinton, and I, as Christy did, will pledge to do everything in my power to convince our friends and our neighbors in Iowa and across this great land to support the next president of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh, Senator. Thank you so much.
Well, I am absolutely thrilled and honored to have the endorsements of two people whom I admire so much. As both Christy and Tom said, we have a personal relationship that goes back to Christy's brother Tom, who is one of my great friends and someone whom I miss on a regular basis. He could make you laugh, he could ask a piercing question, he could put you in your place. And I also watched with great admiration the campaign and then the administration that Tom and Christy provided to this state. You know, when Christy called and asked me to do a fundraiser for her husband who was running for governor and was way behind, I immediately said yes. I didn't know anything about the governor's race in Iowa other than we hoped a Democrat could win. But I was more than happy to help Tom and Christy. And then when they came for the event and when I heard Tom speak, when I heard the passion that he brought to issues that I have worked on my entire life, giving our kids a good start in life, making our schools work for all of our children, providing health care, incentivizing the economy to make sure that it provided good jobs and rising incomes to rural areas as well as urban ones, I just walked away from that first encounter and hearing Tom Vilsack, and I knew he was a winner. I remember going back to the White House and telling my husband, I think I've just heard the next governor of Iowa. And I have told Tom, and I've told a lot of people in the years since. When I came out right before the election, Tom Vilsack gave one of the best political speeches I've heard from anybody in our country. Some of you might have been there. He held up a Big Chief tablet in one hand and a laptop computer in the other. And he basically said, we have to modernize education in Iowa. Now, I grew up next door in Illinois, and I know that for generations, Iowa schools were ranked high. Iowa students performed above the national average. But Tom Vilsack knew that the education system in Iowa, like the rest of our country, needed to be pushed toward the future. And the work that he has done with Christy by his side is really admired throughout our nation. I want to pay special tribute to Christy when it comes to the work she's done on literacy and on behalf of libraries and early childhood learning. The experience of a certified teacher and the passion of a missionary. Because she knows what it takes to help prepare all of our kids and how we can't just walk away from our obligations to each individual, but also our obligations to each other, as to whether we're going to have an economy that will include everybody to be competitive and have a good standard of living. And I really appreciate Tom's leadership when it came to preschool education. You know, a lot of people say, well, that's a nice thing to do, but Tom Vilsack did it and created a program that is reaching more and more kids in Iowa. And you know, the Federal Reserve Board of Minneapolis just did a study, and they asked themselves this question. What one thing could America do that would make us more competitive globally? And the answer came back, preschool education. And Tom Vilsack was ahead on that. He was also ahead in getting a much higher percentage of the children of Iowa enrolled in the state children's health insurance program, something that I worked on during the White House and was proud to see the Congress pass it, but a lot of states didn't really go at it the way that Iowa did under Governor Vilsack. And I commend him for the progress he made and the fact that so many children in Iowa have coverage. There's still a gap. We still have to do more, but thank goodness for everything he did. And when it comes to the economy, and particularly the agricultural economy, Tom Vilsack knew early on that we needed to move toward homegrown fuel, American-owned fuel. And he has made that a cause that he's taken across our country. So there is much that I admire in the record that Tom Vilsack and Christy Vilsack have compiled here in Iowa. And I am extremely grateful to have their endorsements. But this presidential campaign that Tom ran has also made a strong impression. You know, he stood up for veterans' health. He stood up for it even before we found out what was going on at Walter Reed. He knew that we had to do better by those who had served us. And I will carry that cause on in this campaign with Tom by my side. He stood up for ending the war in Iraq the right way, for telling the president, you're on the wrong course. And he spoke about that across this country. And I'm not sure, Tom, we're going to be able to change the president's mind. We're sure trying.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck is right. But I can tell you this, if the president still has us mired in Iraq when he leaves office, which I believe would be one of the most irresponsible positions any American president has ever taken. This has been his war. He started it. He waged it preemptively. He mismanaged it. It is his responsibility to extricate us from Iraq. But if he doesn't, Tom Vilsack and I will campaign together around this country and make it clear that when I'm president, we will end the war in Iraq and begin to bring our troops home. Now, every day that goes by, I learn more about Iowa and about the caucuses. And one of the things that I've learned is that this is a really personal undertaking. You know, I want to do this the Iowa way. That means I want to be in living rooms and church basements and union halls and businesses and everywhere people gather to talk about my campaign and what my goals are for America, because I think it's time we start setting goals again as Americans. You know, standing in front of this school brings back a flood of memories to me. And I remember when I was that age feeling that I didn't just have my family on my side, I had my country on my side. I had the belief that my country was rooting for me. And I've told this story a million times, but after Sputnik went up, when the Russians sent that spy satellite up, my fifth grade teacher came in and said, "Children, the president wants you to learn math and science." And I believed that President Eisenhower had called Mrs. Krauss and told her to come tell us that. And you know, when we used to get rounded up and taken into the gym to do our physical fitness tests, and then we got a certificate from the president, I thought President Kennedy signed those personally. I want our children to believe in themselves and believe in our country. And when I think of Tom and Christy Vilsack, when I think of their lives, when I think of their careers, when I think of their commitments, I think of how patriotic and dedicated they are to making Iowa the best it can be and to making our country as good as we know we should be. So I will cherish these two pledge cards. And together, we are going to travel the state. I've asked Christy to be a co-chair of my campaign in the state, and I've asked Tom to be a co-chair of my national campaign. And we will be... crisscrossing Iowa and crisscrossing America. And we're going to have the same message that they've had in Iowa, that I've had in New York, and that is we know as Americans how to solve problems. We're tired of the fatalism, the pessimism that has infected Washington. We're ready to roll up our sleeves and get to work. And you can see the results of the work that Tom and Christy Vilsack have done in Iowa, and we're going to make sure that America knows that what happens here can happen anywhere. Thank you all very, very much for being here. And I know a lot of friends of Tom and Christie's have come out, and I'd love to say hello to them. And I don't know whether we have time for questions, and maybe we can answer some questions from the press before we say hello to everybody who's gathered here. Anybody have any questions for any of us?
I've had profound respect for Senator Clinton for so many years. You know, it's about agreeing on the critical issues. Senator Clinton understands that President Bush has mismanaged the war and wants to end it. Senator Clinton understands the necessity of improving education in this country so that our youngsters are equipped for the challenges of the 21st century. She has been committed throughout her public service to universal health care for all Americans. It's affordable and quality. And I have been very impressed with her work in energy, and particularly impressed with her work in rural areas in upstate New York. That leads me to believe that this is a message that we can carry across the country, in every corner of the country, in every corner of this state, to convince people that it is time for Senator Clinton to assume the responsibility of being the next president. It was not an easy transition. It wasn't even a question. This is the person to be the next president of the United States. She has tried, she has tested, and she is ready.
Will you abandon those differences that you have on Iraq that you've expressed?
You know, the reality is that we need to look forward in terms of Iraq. I think Senator Clinton and I both agree that the president has made serious mistakes and has the responsibility to correct those mistakes. If he refuses to do so and fails to do so, which appears to be his course, then it will be up to the next president of the United States to correct that situation. Senator Clinton has assured all of us that it is her intent to end this war if it's not ended before she becomes president. I know that she will do that. I know that she has the capacity and the capability and the talent to do that. And I also know that while she's doing that, she can repair America's damaged reputation and image around the world. It's going to be necessary for the next president to do a lot of hand-holding and a lot of conversation and discussion to repair those relationships that have been frayed. It is important to our security, our national security, that America resume its rightful place as a world leader. This administration has walked away from its responsibilities. That's one thing that Hillary Clinton will never do. And finally, these youngsters here deserve an American government that makes good on the American bargain so that as they grow up, they're going to be prepared to accept the challenges of the 21st century, to be able to effectively compete in a very, very tough economy, and to be able to have the peace of mind, to have their parents have the peace of mind that they and their parents have access to quality health care. And finally, if we're going to be secure as a nation, both economically and from a national security standpoint, we have got to be energy secure, and I don't think anybody in this race understands that any better than Senator Clinton.
We have a young woman right here with a question.
Senator Clinton, do you believe in the power of prayer?
Yes, I do. You know, she asked me if I believed in the power of prayer, and I have said many times that I fortunately was raised by parents who believed in the power of prayer, so I was taught to pray and encouraged to pray every day. If I had not been a praying person when I got to the White House, after having been there a short period of time, I would have become one, I can guarantee you. Thank you all very, very much.